Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called Some of the Israelites Choose to Take the Cursed Items. It's from Joshua 7, verses 1 through 26. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://// Bible in Smaller Chunks. BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. I felt led to write this. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. In doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything that's written in the Bible. So I had to be very careful about this before I ever contemplated doing it. And after many prayers, what the Lord had on my heart was, I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of the text. Although, on the other hand, he has shown me ways to enhance understanding that meaning, but not change the meaning. And some of the many ways that he showed me is to add more current terms, like instead of host, which I will put army or stars. It just depends on how it's used, but host isn't usually used commonly for those things. So, you know, that's just an example of more current terms. Or I might put transition words. I might put who's speaking and who's being spoken to, because many times in the Bible it'll say he spoke to him, and it's like, okay, which is the he and which is the him? And so I will, if I think it seems like it could be problematic to understand it, I will put one or both of the names within brackets. It just depends. And sometimes when the Lord has it on my heart, I will either briefly paraphrase or put Bible verses that cover background information, because at times in the Bible, it will be the passage and understanding the meaning of it will refer to something that happened in another chapter or book of the Bible. And I will put that within brackets. But the thing is you can see those brackets. Now, like the more current terms and the transition words I put within brackets, but I didn't really say anything about it. Although if you go on the blog site, you can see that, and it's in the same color font as the rest of the text. But when it's paraphrasing background information or putting Bible verses that clarify what that passage is talking about, and it was on my heart to put it in there so you have that information when you're trying to get that full meaning of it, I will say within brackets it says. And on, if you go to the blog site, I put those within a different color font, so it makes it apparent to people that that's put to possibly provide clarity, aid in understanding whatever the passage was referring to. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put it in a table format. Now, it doesn't affect the podcast because it reads just exactly like I'm going to read it, but it's just different for the people that are reading it on the blog site, although it'll read just like I'm reading it. You know, it's just in a table format. It just looks different. But also, the Lord had it on my heart to not put repetitive text or all of the repetitive text. You know, like it says, tribe of Judah did this, and the tribe of Asher did this, and the tribe of, and it repeats the same thing over and over and over again. Sometimes I will just say all the tribes did this, or and list out what they did, or condense it some. So, because this is the Lord had it on my heart for people in our busy world, condense it some so it shows each time for it, but not all of it every time. But in doing things like that, or by condensing, combining, and compressing similar words, it alters the verse numbering. So I don't tell you this is verse 5, this is verse 6, this is verse 8, verse 5, verse 6, verse 7, verse 8. I tell you like I did today. This is Joshua, which is the book of the Bible, chapter 7, and it covers verses 1 through 26, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had in my heart to share from this chapter will be shared in this podcast. Also, this is primarily done with the King James Version Bible and lots and lots and lots of prayers. But at times, I have utilized BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. Also, if I come to something that is foretelling of a future event, especially related to Jesus Christ, I'll say, aha, there's a red asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I can briefly summarize those, and we'll do so at the end of the passage, and sometimes I can't. I can't do it briefly, or sometimes it's too far-reaching. And then Jesus' words will be in red, although you can't see the color, but I will tell you, Jesus said this because it's in red. Okay. Some of the Israelites chose to take the cursed items, but the children, which is the people of Israel, committed a sin with the cursed thing. For Achan Carmi's son, who was the son of Abdi, and he was the son of Zerah from the tribe of Judah, took the cursed, I have cursed within brackets. I think they called it accursed. Anyway, the cursed thing, and used, and I have within brackets, used in rituals to false gods. And the Lord's anger grew against the children, which is the people of Israel. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai. I don't know how you pronounce it when it's the letter A and the letter I. So that's how I say Ai, which is near Bethaven, to the east of Bethel, and said to them, go up and spy out the country. And they went up and examined Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, don't let all the people go up, but only let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Since Ai has few people, don't make all the Israelites labor there. So 3,000 men of the people went up there, and they fled before the men of Ai, and the men of Ai killed 36 Israelites and chased them in front of the gate all the way to Shebarim and attacked them while going downward. Therefore, the hearts of the Israelites melted and became like water. Joshua tore his clothes, and I have within brackets, which is a sign of mourning, and fell facing the ground in front of the ark of the Lord until evening. Excuse me. He and the elders of Israel put dust upon their head, and I also have another sign of mourning in brackets because it's not something that everybody knows about. So I put it there. And so it's within brackets. Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, why have you brought these people over the Jordan River to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? God, if only we had been content and stayed on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when the Israelites turn their back before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear this and shall surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name? The Lord said to Joshua, go up. Why do you lie on your face like this? Israel has sinned and they have also sinned against my covenant that I have commanded them, for they have stolen and taken, within brackets, the cursed thing, and also deceived and have put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children, which is the people of Israel, could not stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies because they were cursed. Neither will I be with you anymore unless you destroy the cursed thing from among you. Go up and sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. For the Lord God of Israel says this, there is a cursed thing in the midst of you, O Israel, you shall stand before your enemies until you take away, within brackets, this first thing from among you. Therefore, in the morning you shall be brought according to your tribes. It shall be that the tribe that the Lord takes shall come according to its families. The family that the Lord shall take shall come by households. The household that the Lord shall take shall come man by man. It shall be that he who is taken with the curses in brackets, things shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he has sinned against the Lord and he has done a horrible thing in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by the tribes, and by the tribe, and the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the family of Judah and took the family of the Zarahites. He brought the family of Judah and he took, I just read that again. I'm so sorry. Okay, and he took the family of the Zarahites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. He brought his household man by man, and Achan, A-C-H-A-N, I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, Achan, Carmi's son, who was the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, was taken. Joshua said to Achan, my son, I pray that you give glory to the Lord God of Israel and confess to him. Tell me now what you have done and don't hide it from me. Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel and I have done this. When I saw a pretty Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, and I desired them and took them. Look, they are hidden in the middle of my tent with the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent and saw it was hidden in his tent with the silver under it. They took the items from the middle of the tent and brought them to Joshua, and all the children, which is the people of Israel, said, laid them out before the Lord. Joshua and all the people of Israel with him took Achan, Zerah's son, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold, his sons and daughters, his oxen and mules, sheep in his tent, and all that he had. They brought them into the valley of Achor. Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord shall trouble you this day. And all of Israel stoned him to death and then burned them with fire. They raised a great heap of stones that are over him to this day. So the Lord turned from him. The Lord turned from his fierce anger. Therefore, the place was called the Valley of Achor to this day. The next time I share a podcast, it will be Conquering the City of Ai. And it covers Joshua chapter 8, verses 1 through 35. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.